A young man, we can sketch his portrait at a dash. Imagine to yourself a Don Quixote of 18. A Don Quixote without his corselet, without his coat of mail, without his cuisses. A Don Quixote clothed in a woolen doublet, the blue color of which had faded into a nameless shade between lees of wine and a heavenly azure. Face, long and brown. High cheekbones, a sign of sagacity. The maxillary muscles enormously developed, an infallible sign by which a Gascon may always be detected, even without his cap, and our young man wore a cap set off with a sort of feather. The eye open and intelligent, the nose hooked but finely chiseled. Too big for a youth, too small for a grown man. An experienced eye might have taken him for a farmer's son upon a journey, had it not been for the long sword which, dangling from a leather baldric, hit against the calves of its owner as he walked, and against the rough side of his steed when he was on horseback. For our young man had a steed, which was the observed of all observers. It was a Béarn pony, from 12 to 14 years old, yellow in his hide, without a hair in his tail, but not without wingles on his legs, which, though going with his head lower than his knees, rendering a martingale quite unnecessary, contrived nevertheless to perform his 8 leagues a day. Unfortunately, the qualities of this horse were so well concealed under his strange colored hide and his unaccountable gait that, at a time where everybody was a connoisseur in horseflesh, the appearance of the aforesaid pony at Meung, which place he had entered about a quarter of an hour before, by the gate of Beaugency, produced an unfavorable feeling, which extended to his rider. And this feeling had been more painfully perceived by young D'Artagnan, for so was the Don Quixote of the second Rocinante named, from his not being able to conceal from himself the ridiculous appearance that such a steed gave him, good horseman as he was. He had sighed deeply, therefore, when accepting the gift of the pony from Monsieur D'Artagnan the Elder. He was not ignorant that such a beast was worth at least 20 livres, and the words which had accompanied the present were above all price.